The Sefer, this is, I don't know if you can see this. There's a Sefer Midrash HaZohar, which is basically, there's someone took out the Iker Zohars that are like Abiderech HaPshat, and he translated them in Hebrew. So it's very nice. It's like a different, you know, you can read the Midrash of the Zohar. So there's, he has a Pshat on this week's Parsha. It says that, if I'm the Pasuk, so Rashi says, anchosam is the word ahanchosam. There's a hey missing. And the patach under the lamed is like a hey. But the Zohar says, no, there's no hey. And therefore, the root of the word is from nun ches, it's from the word anachem. So the Zohar says, we're a stranger Zohar. He says that when a person leaves his job after many, many years, he feels down, you know? And therefore, B'nai Yisrael needed a nechama. They're leaving their job. They're working in this job for so many years, and now they're going to a new job. It's scary, it's depressing. So they needed a nechama. So Hashem had to give him a special nechama that don't worry, it's okay, you can leave your job. Don't be so nervous. That's what he says.
And job is the avdus in Mitzrayim?
Yeah, he says here, but I'm reading it from the Hebrew, actually, I'm not reading the Aramaic. But yuchol is moach, tivo sho adam, person's teva, and who oizev avodaso, sho avad also harbe yom v'shamim, Oz yodea umargish shviras atzmosav shviras rucho. Vekach Yisrael kishiyotam imitzrayim. Oz tomu tam misa amavis. Kosh Baruch Hu ripos am shikad Hashem olach nefeim yom alayda, whatever, etc. Right? A wild thing. You know, they always talk about that people that get used to, you know, that's one of the most common psychologists about the people that get used to abuse, they almost like they can't live without it. They become so used to it. So that's what they know, but the Zohar is saying. You missed the Zohar, Rafi. We call it an amazing Zohar, that the Zohar said, I'll say it again for them, that Hanchosam, that Hashem had to give Klai Yisrael Hanchosam Aderech, means Hashem had to give Klai Yisrael Nechama. Because they felt bad after a person has a job for so long and then they leave their job, they feel depressed. People have trouble changing it. It's like, you know, once you've been in and you're locked into a certain role for so long, you can't change. This is who I am. Even though you're changing for better, but it's scary, it's frightening. It's so the people are in a certain sense happier just to say where they were. So Klai Yisrael, according to the Zohar, in a certain, some of them, and he would have been happier to stay avodim rather than change. Change is scary. Change is unhealthy. Change is frightening. It's not who I am. So they'd rather stay avodim. So Hashem had to give him a special nechama, and it's okay to change. Who's here a psychologist? No one's here a psychologist? We don't have any psychologists in the group.
It's not also because they felt a sense of accomplishment, maybe?
Maybe. You know, they worked, they accomplished, they built the pyramids. You know, there's a certain, yeah, he says that because they're leaving their job. There's like, this is who I am. This is what I did. This is what I accomplished. This is what I, you know, it's a, yeah. But it's just an amazing thing. You know, it's one thing. You know, okay, if you have a 9-to-5 job, but you're a slave and they're enslaving you and they're killing you, but just still, it's you know, this is especially you can understand that a bit. This is how they were since birth. You know, they grew up this way. They were this way from their baby. It was so
hard to imagine that you'd have a survivor from the work details in Auschwitz.
Okay, but that's because good about his job. It was only a few years, but if they were born into it, that's what I'm saying. They were born, they were 210 years. So where they were born into it, they didn't know any other life besides it. This is what they've been since the day they were born. for the last 200 years. So every day of their life, you know, people are, this is their life, their parents' life, this is who they are. And all of a sudden you're changing it. You know, like, listen, life was okay. We managed, we survived.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they like what they were doing. It was part of their DNA, that this their work.
Right, so there was a certain unhappiness in leaving. That's what he says, so that they needed
to they used to being workers, they used to being avodim.
Yeah, it's like, that's not who I am. Okay, anyway, we'll learn here a little bit. But
thank you for repeating it, Rebbe.
Okay, I don't know. There's some interesting things sometimes in the...
You see, in the parsha itself, they kept on complaining. We were in Mitzrayim. We were eating.
Okay,
we had
farm there. That you know, first of all, they thought they were had it good, but this is that they were upset that they gave up their avdas. That's what's so strange. There they complain that they gave up the food. Okay, all right. Let's go back. Let's learn our sugya. So I'm a little bit behind because today was. We had the Beis Medrash also had office today. So I didn't do, you were ahead of the shir. So I didn't do this in shir yet. You have to have Rachmanis on me. But okay. So we're starting a new sugya on Ches Amud Aleph, right? From the two dots, that's what we decided. Tarabanan Mochar Le'echad. If the person who has owes, Rashi. The person who owes he owes three people. He owes the Zekin, Ksubas Isha, and Hava. So he sells the Echad. He sells what with three karka to one person. Oh, the Shoshib and the Echad. Or he sells to three different people at the same time. Kulam nitmasil tachas abayim. So the din is that they all nitmasil tachas abayim, which means, let's see, Rashi. Here is a Rashi. Welcome to Echad of Gimel Bnei Adam. So Rashi learns B'yayim Echad. It's not so clear in the Gemara that that's the case. I just looked at the Gemara quickly. But Rashi learns that the case is Mokon Gimel Bnei Adam B'yayim Echad, which means Smashman and Rashi that it is possible that he sold one before the other. He sold them in one day. So b'yom echad, and Rashi doesn't say b'zman echad, but rather b'yom echad. Okay, so misha hayadav nezikin v'ksubis isha uba'uchay, person who owed three different things. Hayado idyas ubeinus ediburus. So the idyas was supposed to go to the nezikin, and the beinus was supposed to go to the ba'uchay. And the ksuba is supposed to get to go to the Buddhist. So, kuda nichlu tachas abayim nichlasu anakuchas kedin amoicher. So the nakuchas take over the shibud of the moicher. Misha lakach ijis yifrin and isik. But okayach bainin is yishayim is achayiv. But okayach the Buddhist is a ksuba. In other words, since each of there were three different Baalei Chov here, Nezikin, Ksuba, and Baal Chayv. And they each had a Shibud on a different piece of Karka. So when you sell that Karka, their Shibud remains on that Karka that they had. And therefore they can go, each one goes to the person who bought that Karka and demands payment. Right, kulam niknasu. Okay. Zach or Zach, what if, however, you sold B'zachar, which according to Rashi would have to mean in three different days, because Ke'echad means in one day. So B'zachar, according to Rashi, would have to mean on 3 days. Kulam gaive min achrei. So then you collect min achrei. So let's see Rashi. Kafiru shaklu kamoy idyusu beninis, even if the first two buyers brought up all the idyus and all the beninis, and the zikin is supposed to get from the idyus, and the baal chayv is supposed to get from the beninis. Motzi matzin lehu adekuchas, and the zikin of baal chayv eitzal ziburis. So the buyers can say, no, you collect from the third field, which is Ziburis. So Omar, he nachti lechol mokol niklas imenu, because we left a place to be collect. So now I'm in Sechtes Gittin. Ein ifrom ilchol mishubad, then mokom sheish b'nei chayrit. But p'nei Ziburis. Because there's a rule that you can't go to the mishubadim when there's b'nei chayrit. So therefore, the chi zaven ani tarte kamoi ishtaya ziburis b'nei chayrit. So when they sold, there was still ziburis, and therefore the shiva gets transferred to there. The avagav the other is daven baser basra baser basra baser. The avagav the other is daven baser basra azlinin. We go by the end. So in other words, he said there's some kind of din. Ain't it from in chasam mishubadim and makom sheish b'nei chayrim? Right? Is that a, I don't know, is that a deraisa? Is that a takana? I don't know.
The Gemara on the base is going to say that it's a takana, the Torah.
Takana.
Okay. I mean, it's not clear that, right.
But there's a din midrabanan that Rabbanan said, that even though you have your shiva on the edges, but if he was sold and there's still something else, then you have to go to the zibus, whatever is left. So therefore, if when he sold the edges, there was still ziburis. So the shiva went off the edges and went to the ziburis. I later he sold the ziburis. That's irrelevant. It's too late already. Right, so that's the Gemara. So what's unclear, what?
Oh, sorry, go ahead, please.
Yeah, so what's right away unclear is why isn't this true in the first case? Now, it says like this again. It says, if you sell to three people, ke'echon, kudam nikmas etachas abayim. B'zach ha'zek, kudam gaimin ha'achrin. Rashi says, why is gaimin ha'achrin? Because there's this halacha, ein nifram in the chasam mishubadim and makom sheish b'nei chayrim. So why isn't that true when it's ke'echad? Rashi says ke'echad means b'yayim echad. But even though it's b'yayim echad, in Pashas, one was before the other. Why don't they say the same thing? That when I left you, that ain't it from in the chasm shubadim and makom sheish b'nei chayrim. So the shibud went off. I mean, I think Gemara is going to deal with this a little bit, but this is the pashtus. It doesn't make sense.
I'm a little confused. I'm saying, simply speaking, the Gemara does not invoke the chasm shubadim ain't it from in the chasm shubadim makom sheish b'nei chayrim when there are currently no actual b'nei chayrim. The Gemara invokes a svara of hinachti lecha makom. I mean, I say that the pashup shot, the takana is not in a situation when there are no longer any b'nei chorin. We can discuss why not, but I'm saying the simple reading is that what remains is only a taina of hinachti lecha makom.
I'm sorry. In other words, the point, the way Rashi seems to say it is that b'zachar zeh kulam gavim min ha'achrin is because before the last one was sold, since there's a din, ain't there from the chasm shubad, the magna sheish b'nei chayrim. So the shibud went off. So when the first person bought his field, there's no shibud on that field anymore because the since he left B'nai Chayrim, and it's named from the Chayrim Shibud and Magam Shesh B'nai Chayrim, so there's no shibud on his field.
Now later
you sold it, it's too late. It doesn't make a difference. If the shibud went off the field that I bought and was transferred to the field that's left.
Is it gone or is it just no longer primary? I mean, if there wasn't enough ziburis, eventually he would have to be able to.
Well, that's because maybe it never was, I don't know.
I'm just saying that it's not really gone.
It wasn't enough ziburis.
That's not enough till Hamakom.
Yeah, in other words, I think what maybe he's asking, what would have happened if when I bought it, see, I don't know what would have been. What would have happened if when I, in other words, when I went ahead, I bought the edges. And at the time that I bought the edges, there was enough ziburis to cover the whole cloak. And then the market fell. And now there's not enough ziburis. So then what would happen? Would you go back to the person, to the lokeach? In other words, it says in the Gemara, "Ein lo gav mishrafanav." So you're saying that because. So what happens? Rashi says, "Ein lo kadei sipuk shlosh." So she knows the karga shavik kol gach. Gav mishrafanav. So what would have happened if when I bought the edges, he had enough. He had money. There was enough in the ziburis was going to cover it, but then the price fell. Clara, you go buzzer the price of the pshas tashlumim. I assume you don't go buzzer the price of the. So when it, now the price fell, so now it's Eno. So would you say he knocked it a chamakom? I don't know. It sounds like you don't. I'm not sure really why not.
I'm not sure why you would. I'm saying you only were hiniach lo makom if the prices don't drop. In the event that the prices drop, you were hiniach lo sufficient makom. So.
But the problem is when
he has a lien.
When I bought it, the prices didn't drop yet. So at that point of time, he knocked it up a makom.
But the possibility exists.
At that time, there's no shibud. So it's not so simple that the shibud can come back.
I think the presumption that there's not such a shibud is a presumption. I would not presume that there's not a shibud. You just not able to act on it. The mokum is manshi. The chasim b'nei korum. You can't collect on your shibud.
Okay, so you're saying that
the shibud is
always there. It's just you can't collect on it.
Why don't we ask a simple Rebbe's question? We should ask a simpler question. If anybody buys any field, if all the fields are equal, and he leaves over a portion that can pay back another person, and then it turns out that the market changes and now it's not enough, can the person come back to his own field? Nothing to do with ziburis and itis. If anything, the question is the other way. If a person realizes he didn't leave over and then all of a sudden the market goes the other way, can the person still say, even though it turns out that it's only because the market went up that he left over enough space? There might be a question like that. But either way, the lien is still there to go back. The only question is, if there's enough to pay back, then it doesn't go back to him. But here it's because it's ziburis that there's a havamina that it shouldn't come back to him, even though there is enough land there.
All right, so you know, as your people are saying, I think that when this din ain't it from in a chasam yishubadim, the magam sheyesh b'nei chayrim, does not mean that the shibud goes off. It's a takana drabanan that even though there's a shibud and this nechasim is meshubed to the baal chayiv, but you don't collect it. But then, and therefore, if for whatever reason later on happens that there's no property, then you could collect it because no one's ever saying that there's no shibud. The shibud is chal at the time of the hezek. That's what people are saying. That the shibud is chal at the time of the hezek and the shibud remains. Except that there's a halacha. Ain't it from the chal shibud? Not going to change b'nei chayrim.
But you'd still have to explain like why they all go to the last buyer.
Right.
So why?
Because the taina of hinachti l'chamakom.
Yeah, but what does hinachti l'chamakom? If you say, like I said, that because the shibud goes off, so then I understand hinachti l'chamakom. But if the shibud doesn't really go off, so why should they go to the last buyer? Why should they go to the last buyer? Okay.
I thought Rebbe's question was why should it make sense that it goes to the last buyer, but why does Yom Echad make a difference? Why Yom Echad should also go to the last buyer in the late last in the day?
Okay, that's also problematic. We got distracted with a different question.
I would kind of mention
this question. I don't know if that's what he meant, but what if the price fell? What is the svara? In other words, what is the svara that you go to the last buyer? So I thought the svara was, I understood this Gemara simple, but I assume I'm probably wrong. I understood the Gemara simple that once you hinachti. Once the din of ain from the shubad the makom sheish b'nei chayrim means the shibud goes off, and that's why you go to the last higher because the shibud went off. So the people are timing that's obviously not right, because if for later on the price drops, then you would probably go back. So we see the shibud didn't go off; it's just. There's a din derabana and a chatchila. You go to the last person. Okay, let's go further.
So Gabi, the first question: can we say there's no zman on the star? Okay. Yom Echa, it's effective the last minute of the day.
Okay, that's way to the you're right. That's way to the Gemara. I was jumping the gun. So that's way the Gemara is going to talk about it. So let's see. So again, Tanravon, Bokhar the Echod on the Shoshib Neyadam Gafod, Kudam Nitlasutachas Abaydam. So if they're all at the same time, and Rashi means it's Yom Echod, so Kudam Nitlasutachas Abaydam. Zachar Zet, but if you sold on a different days, Kudam Nifragay Menachod, so everyone goes to the last person. Ain't though, if he doesn't have enough, Eino k'day sipuk shloshtad she'ein oso karka shavek kol zekach. Eino k'day sipuk shlosam she'ein oso karka shavek kol kach. And as Rashi, I'm not sure what Rashi's adding, but Rashi is saying that it means that the karka is not enough. It's not eino. Eino literally means that he doesn't have the money. Obviously, he doesn't have to pay. It's not a question of him having the money. So Rashi says, "Eino sakarka." I don't know what his chiddush is. "Eino k'day sipuk shloshan she'ein oso karka shavek kalka." Okay, sounds a little simple. "Eino go lemi shenafein fana." He goes to the one before him. And obviously in that order.
Okay. He's talking about where all three Bali Chov are trying to collect at the same time.
I don't know if it has to be at the same time or
different. Why does he have to say Shlushtan? I mean, just if it could be any one of them, no?
Well, you know, there's Aino. In other words. Why does he say Eino for his Shalajan? Why didn't he say that even for the first person? Eino, again, Kudam Nikodada Bainam, Zachar Zach, Kudam Gaiman Achrin. Eino. So you're saying, why did Rashi say Eino that he doesn't have enough money even to pay for one?
What's the question?
He wants to know, why did Rashi say, Eino kedei sipuk shlashtan? He could have, Rashi theoretically could have said the case is that, and as Rashi says, that the case is that the last guy has enough money to pay for one, he doesn't have enough money to pay for, he doesn't have enough karka to pay for all three. He said, why did Rashi have to make that the case? I mean, that could be the case, but he could have just left it ambiguous. He doesn't have enough money to pay, karka to pay, period. In other words, maybe he doesn't even have enough money, karka, to pay for even one.
Isn't that included in the lesson? He doesn't have enough to pay for all three. Why? Either because he doesn't have enough to pay for all three, or he doesn't even have enough for one.
Well, Rebbe, if he didn't have enough to pay for one, then there wasn't that he didn't leave over. He didn't do anach til chamakom.
Yeah. Okay. So two different answers. Either Rami's saying that that's what it means, but you're saying that it's I think so. So you're saying that there's no havamina. In other words, the whole havamina is that I can say I left makom iniach. So if Bishlama, if in theory, if you would have come first to collect, you could have collected your property, your chayiv. And I think that sounds good. In other words, if the karka that was left is not enough to pay anything, then of course you can't say makom iniach ein nifrom yinachos mishibah de makom sheish b'nei chayrim, because you can say I left you a makom. You didn't leave me a makom. The thing that you left was worth 2 cents. The whole havamina here is because you left a karka that had enough to pay me. If I would have come first, so to speak, and I would have come and collected, if I would have walked in and gone to the, if I would have come collecting and the other guys weren't coming collecting, I could have collected everything. I could have gotten from the B'nai Chayrin. So then there may be some Havamina that the original Baal Chayrin can say, I'm Makom Iniach. I left you a Makom because you could have collected from this karka, even though it's also a hard havamina. But if the karka was never worth it, then of course, then there's nothing to talk about, right? That's what you're saying. It sounds okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's continue because we get to Eino kedei sipuk shlashtan. Eino tigari shoshodim goy v'amoytim inafana. Okay. Now the Gemara says. Okay, Machron Echad Echidami. The Brisa says again, what's the Brisa? Machron Echad of the Shosha Bnei Adam Ke Echad. So there's two cases. Machron Echad, oh, the Shosha Bnei Adam Ke Echad. So the Mara wants to know, Machron Echad Echidami. Elaim Bevas Achaz. So Hasha the Shloisha the Ikam in a Maymar Khad Minayu Kodim. Amrit Kuda Niklasim Dakas Abidim. Mokon Echami boy. Okay, so here's where we want to give him the Ma'ayim. So we ask the question, why is it that by Mokon the Shloisha do we say Kudam Niknasu Takas Abidim? Why don't we say that the first person who sold it, who bought, even though he can say makom iniach, I left the makom, because even though you sold when I bought first, he sold the second one later, but I bought it first. So even though it was the same day, but I bought first, right? That's what we want to try. So the Gemara seems to say that's the Gemara seems to relate to that. That's what we're saying. That welcoming that Mara says, Bishloisha Ikan a Maymar, there would be a Havamina to say, Chad Minayu Kodim. There was a Havamina to say, I was first. Nonetheless, Kudam Nechlasim Takas Abayim. Right. So this is where we want to be, I like to be my eye a little bit. Other than Gemara is saying that. There's a chiddush by Shlosha. you would have had a havamina to say chadina yokadim. No. So the question is, why is kamashmana no? Right. That's what I like to be ma'ayin.
Just to record, I believe there appears to be as a machlokus as to what would be if there was bari, because there was a tainus bari. Meaning, if he was bari, I would came first. Whether he could say hinaki lachamachum.
Yeah, okay. So you know too much. I looked it up too in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Yes. So you're too smart. So again, but that's it. But I want to make sure everyone hears the question. We have it says like this: if you bought the field, and then you left over b'nei chayrin, there's a halacha ain gaivin from in a chas mishubat and magam sheish b'nei chayrin, and therefore you don't have to pay from the b'nei mishubat. Now it'll be sold later the next day. The b'nei chayrin, it's too late. You know, whether, listen, I can say makom and after makom they goes be mad. So the question is, why by three can't the guy say, even there, the guy who bought it first, why can't he say in after makom? Rashi said the three were the same day, but it's implicit in Rashi Pashas that one was before the other. So why can't you say hinakti l'chamakom miklas imanu? That's the question.
There's a lack of his man on the star.
Okay, so let's see Rashi. So the Gemara says, even though Hashem has shown that the ikar meimer chad minayu kadim, we could say once kadim, still we say kudam niklas tachas abayim. Okay, so Rashi says, Hashem the Gimel, to eke in a memory, Chamin, I called him. Shazella, Kakle Boyker. Hello, Schneider. And as the case is, we know one guy bought it first. Umozin it, oh, and not in a mockum. And every container, not in a mockum. So, Amrit, Nicholas of Takas abide him. Ho over a nicker, Bishar Mecher, Milok of Rishon. Since it's not nicker. So what in the world kind of svara is that? In the maisa, one guy bought first. Right? That's what Rashi says. Shezeh lokach b'boiker, ta'alonu shnayim be'eret. So the case is, the way Rashi's learning, not like, that we know one guy bought first, and the other two bought later. And he therefore wants to say, mokom hinachti. So we say, you don't say that because right. So what does that mean? So what kind of reason is that?
The meeting of the minds was if they agreed based on the star's knowledge that it's going to be at the end of the day.
Well, I'm sorry. Can you say that again in different words, please? I didn't follow. So I'm not sure I followed. Maybe say it again.
It's Megalodas. The star's Megalodas that they had in mind to be effective, the transaction to be effective at the end of the day.
Okay, so you're saying that if you write a shtar that I'm buying your field and you don't put in a time, so the kinyan is only chal at the end of the day. Is that true?
Doesn't seem like Rashi's saying that.
What if the person wants to back out before the end of the day? What if he's Mekadosh and Isha with this land before the end of the day? You know, he gives the lady the karka for Kedushin right away. He buys the land, right? Here, a guy buys land and he buys a star. He doesn't put a time in. And then he goes right away. He's in a rush. He has this girl that she wants to marry him, but only if he has karka. So he buys the karka and he runs and he gives her the karka. So you can tell me he's not married because he's only going to the karka at the end of the day? Is that true? If you don't write this man in the star, the stars, the kinyan is not chal to the end of the day? Is that the halacha?
Probably not.
I don't know. Maybe yes. don't be so unsure of yourself. But I don't know. So the question is, but someone said, but I don't know if that's what Rashi's saying. In other words, it looks like, and this was Shamir told us, that to look in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says two days. And Shulchan Aruch definitely seems to say this. Shekivin she'nikir b'tocha shtar sharei shloshem kanab yam echad. The ain't guys and shows kinyan shloshem lo chow ad soif ayayim. V'oz chadu kulam ke'echad. So the Shulchan Aruch does seem to say that superficially, that the kinyan is not chal until the end of the day.
And the kinyan is not chal, or certain powers that a shtar gives you, that you're not getting?
Okay, I don't know.
We don't need the powers of a shtar here.
The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is, now read the Shulchan Aruch, Kivin she'ein nikar mitoch ha-shtar, Shrei Shloshim Kana Biyom Echad, Venkais and Shos Kinyan, Shos Kinyan, Kinyan. We don't write the Shos. Shloshim Lochal, Lochal, Shloshim Lochal, Ad Saif Ayom. The three shtaris were not Chal till the Saif Ayom. Va'oz Chalu Kulam Ke'echad. What does that mean?
Again, is it a Kenyan star, or there could have been a Kenyan other ways, and the star?
Speaking the whole case is only in the event of Kenyan star, according to Rabbeinu Yitzchak in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, it's not a Kenyan star. Ba'az chalo kulam ke'echad. I'm going to look at the Nasei Kenim. Okay, we'll have to look at the Shulchan Aruch. It needs a little, there's a simple reading the Shulchan Aruch, but it's obviously it's confusing. Sandy might be right even. I see there's an Asivis here. I just don't have time to read it.
There is a third day. There's a third day. I mean, as far as I understood, there's a third day I brought in the Beis Yosef, the Sefer HaTruma, where he does seem to imply like the simple reading of the Gemara.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so the simple shot, let's go slowly. The simple shot is, that Shmuel said the simple pshat that the pshat is that since there's no time in the shtar, so the meida, the kinyan is not chal until the end of the day. And ain't no chinami. If the guy wanted to back out, he could back out. You weren't kind of, you're not kind of till the end of the day. It's not your field. The shtar is making the kinyan. There's no zman in the shtar. Therefore, the kinyan is not chal to the end of the day. The shaila is, someone said that that's not mashma and rashi. Why is that not mashma and rashi?
It just says it's not recognizable. That not that it doesn't, it's not chal.
So you're saying it's not really not mashma and rashi. It's not mashma and the Gemara.
Rashi says the whole of it in nikar b'shtar. Well, and he uses that word nicker,
and therefore it's not chal. But the Gemara Gemara says, "Hashda the gemel the ikar of meimar chaminayu kadem." The ikar of meimar sounds like that. Really, you could say one came first. She said, "I'm going to umotzi litan and after the makom." You know, your guy could die after the makom. Hold a nicker b'shtar. Now, the mashmos of the Gemara and Rashi, I would agree, is that it's in Lomdes, there's really ikanamei merchaminayim kodem. It's just since it's not nicker, so you can't time it, right? That's what it sounds like. In other words, Shmuel's pshat is that really it's not true. It's not ikanamei merchaminayim kodem. It's not chaminayu kadam. You know, the lashon of the Gemara, ikanamei chaminayu kadam, is very doichik in Korintish Shmuel, because it's not really al pi emes. You can't say chaminayu kadam.
Unless you say that the Gemara is the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the Gemara here is saying after the Ikal Amemar is that we're misaking, that the Takana is that we look at it as if Gufa because of this Gemara.
I don't know. So let's see what would the other pshat is. Let me just hear the question. I gotta get the question. In other words, if you learn pshat the Gemara, the simple pshat, I'm not sure what you're saying, it's misakin. I don't know if that was. That wasn't Shmuel pshat. Shmuel pshat was that there's a halacha. That since the shtar is making the kinyan, so you go by what it says in the shtar. And since in the shtar there's no zmanim, so the chalais kinyan is only chal the last second. And maybe enochinami, if you'll be mekayesh and isha before the last second, she's not mekudeshes. Because the kinyan is only chal the shtar is chal the last second. The point that's pointed out is that the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit funny because the Gemara says the ikan amemer chad minayel kadim. Now it really according to Shmuel, you can't say chad minayel kadim because they're all chal the same time. So you have to read it if you heard like Shmuel. The ikan amemer chad minayel kadim, because you wouldn't know this din that you're kind of according to this man, whatever is written in the shtar. Kamash malon. The thing that know that you that we don't that there is no chad minayel kadim, but that doesn't really sound so mashma in the lashon of the Gemara, and it doesn't necessarily sound like so mashma in the lashon of Rashi. Rashi said the ikam erev chad minayel kadim, but still nigdava ho of a nicker. So what would be the seemingly mashmos of the Gemara?
I would think there's another pshat is that if it's all on the same day, but even if it's, we know for a fact that there's different times, but let's say the third guy comes to the first guy. No, I'm sorry. I'm making, if someone else, the Baal Chov comes to the first guy and says, you bought it. And he says, you have to give it back to me. How do you know? Look, I have a shtar. Well, prove it. What time of day it was. Meaning it's unclear, even though we know in truth when in the timeline of when it was, but you're trying to take away a piece of land from someone who bought this piece of land. And for you to try to take it away with a shtar that you're going to look at the shtar at the time of the purchase.
I think Abraham Max, is what you said before. Is that what you said?
I don't think so.
Okay,
not sure.
What were you saying?
I was saying that there was a takanas chachamim was that we look at it at the end of the day, that's when it's chal, because there's no time in the shtar. But there's equal amemer that one person came first because
with takanas chachamim that the kinyan came at the end of the day for everything?
For a shtar that has a date on it, doesn't have hours on it.
That's the same thing as Sarah as Shmuel, then. That just at the end of the year, you're only cutting the end of the day, you're just saying it's me.
Yeah, but the Gemara, but it is. I'm trying to help him out. I'm not necessarily agreeing with him, to be honest. But I think the Gemara makes sense because it's Ikal Amemar, because one of them did come first. So it's Ikal Amemar before the Psak here. It's possible to go by the hours of the day.
Okay. All right. And what's the other chat? What are you saying? Yeah, I'm not in follow.
I'm saying the way Rebbe's saying it, I hear it to use Avram Max's takana, meaning that the Rabbana were misakin it, that because it's not so recognizable based on the shtar, the Rabbana is saying that it's you can't collect from one over the other because it's not recognizable within the shtar.
In other words, it's saying like this, really may ikra the din, especially we said this idea of ain gaim ibn chasim. So we're taking Shamir's word for it. I hope he's right. But that's only a takana drabban. So me'igladin, even though there are b'nei chayrin, you should be able to collect from the mishubatim. Came another rabban and made a din. That ain't gaivim minachasim mishubatim b'makom sheish b'nei chayrin. So in order for that din for that takana to be made, it has to be nicker that there's been a chayrit. But if it's not nicker, they never made the takana, right? In other words, that's what. So in Achinami, you went ahead and you bought your karka first. When you bought your karka first, so there was b'nei chayrim, but it's not nicker that there's b'nei chayrim because he sold it later and there's no date. So you happen to be brought witnesses to prove that you bought it first, but it's not, witnesses are not oimei the yamim rabim, so it's not nicker. So it's not the takana that the Rabbana made that ain't goyim in the chasim mishubadim b'magam sheyakom sheyesh b'nei chayrin, that was not made in this situation when it's not nicker. Right? That's what, is that what you're saying, Yitzhak?
Not exactly, but I agree. I mean, I hear, but not exactly. Yeah, it makes sense.
Now, that's what it sounds. That would be the simple. I think that would be the simple shot in Rashi, that really one karka came first, that really the Kenyan came first, but the Maisa, it's not nicker, and since it's not nicker, so the takana that the Rabbana made that ain't going to chashivah looking at Yisrael does not apply here.
Yeah, I have a question here. Mandacher Shmei of a star. So I'm not so thrilled with this approach.
What?
Where does Rashi get, who said anything about a star that he's going to start saying, ain't nicker me toch a star? But I would be inclined, rather, why don't we suggest on the alternative that you can't see he nachti lecha mokom misafek. If you can't establish be'edim that he nachti lecha mokom, that taina is not a taina, and therefore the sheep, which principally exists, I can still collect on.
Okay, so you're saying it's that, according to you, you're saying is that it's because it's not, you're saying a different shot, because it's not, the burden of proof is on you. But I thought the Rashi's mashma, tiga memar achanek adam, shezeh loka b'boiker v'alolo shnai be'erev, I thought Rashi was mashma, the previous Rashi, that we have proof that that's what happened. Now there is a question, that Shamir is saying a third shot, which might be in the Shulchan Aruch too, is that if Lu Yitzur, I could bring witnesses that I was really knocked in a chamako, then I would win. But the thing is, it's a suffix. So me suffix, you can't say knocked in a chamako. Right, that's a third shot.
The mission doesn't say, I mean, the Bryce here doesn't say anything
about... Okay, the Bryces are known to be ambiguous. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch here is very ambiguous, so we don't...
The Ramban says even more Chiddushik. He says, bar. I mean, potentially, it's the priest to learn, he says, Bari works, so I'm saying...
Right, so the only, so again, so, but I don't know if that's Mashma and Rashi. Rashi, you hear the Pshat, I mean, they over Shamir. Shamir wants to say like this, that Lu Yitzur, we knew that one guy, and Shamir fits very nicely in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Hajj Shlugah, the Ikar of Meimer, Chami I Kadim. You know, as you could say, Chami I Kadim. And if the guy was Kadim, really, he would win because he was Kadim and therefore he knocked in a Chamakom. But since it's only an Ikar of Meimer, so we say, that without a proof, you lose. Even though normally, Hamaitzim Mechaveh of Araya, but if this is a different gather because Milim Ikridin, you're supposed to pay, it's only a Drabanan. So unless you prove that he knocked in a Chamakom, you don't get away with he knocked in a Chamakom. Right? So my problem with that is Rashi, Hashan Gimel, the Ikar of Meimer Chamei Kodem, Rashi seems to say, Shazel Lokak, that sounds like that's not Ikan and Maymar.
That's the
Rashi, one second, please. I mean, because the middle Rashi says, Umotzi the Mitten. See, the way you'd have to read this Rashi is the Ikan and Maymar, you could say, Shazel Lokak, Abaikadol Shnai Be'erev. But then Rashi shouldn't stick in the word Umotzi the Mitten because even the first part is part of his Taina. Rashi's mashma, I think it's a very strong mashmaos. From the fact that he sticks in umotzi the mitten, means the first part, shezeh loka b'boiker v'alolu shnai be'erev, is not a taina. That's clear cut. That's known. That's black and white. And then the taina is hinafti l'chamakom, right? So Rashi's not, I don't think Rashi's mashma like you.
And Rashi would simply speaking imply that the Havamina was even by Shema Vashema, meaning the guy doesn't even necessarily know that he came first, but still he could taina hinafti l'chamakom.
No, but Rashi's mashma that even without his taina, we know shezeh l'akam b'bayik v'alalo shnayim b'erev. Even with that
taina. I'm saying it's ishul amem or such, and therefore he's matzah l'mitan. Not that he has to taina zeh boker zeh erev, even if he doesn't taina that, he doesn't know whether he was first or he was second.
I don't know. To me, it sounds like Rashi saying, shezeh l'akam b'bayik, shezeh l'akam b'bayik v'alalo shnayim b'erev. That's facts. Then he's timing. I don't know. Okay,
well, then
so
the
that
Rashi's not. Rashi's saying that the star is a star. Is the star making the kinyan or not?
Parshib shat the star is making the kinyan. Yes.
So then, but it sounds like the kinyan is happening at different times. The kinyanim are happening at different times, though.
That's what we're not clear about. In other words, the star. Let's go review. We have where the assumption is that the three kinyanim were done at different times. Nonetheless, it says perish in the Gemara that you can say hinafti l'chamakom nigvas himenu. So we question is why not? So we have three different pshatim, right? The three different pshatim on the floor. Okay, let's leave it that I don't know which one is right, because we'll have to look around a little bit. But there are three different shots. Let me, I just like to summarize. We have, the Gemara says clearly, there was three people, the Kenyanim were done, the Gemara says that Ikar Meimar, that Chad Minayu Kadim. So there's a possibility, or even more, or that one was before the other. Nonetheless, you can't say. So the question is why not? So we have three pshatim. The most simple pshat, which might be the Kalanis pshat and the best pshat, Yishmuel pshat, is that because since the star has no zman, and the kinyan was made with the star, so therefore the chalois kinyan is only chal, all three kinyanim are only chal at the end of the day. Okay, that's a simple pshat. My pshat was that even though really the kinyan, one kinyan is chal before the other, and logically we should say makom hinati l'makom nigvas himenu, but since it's only takon d'rabbanan and it's not nicker, so, you know, it's going to leave room for machlekes, for arguments, whatever. So when the Rabbana made their takana, that we say, Malkom hinakti na malkom nikvas mimenu, they made a tnai that we're only going to make that takana if it's clear cut, if you can prove 100% with the star, even if you bring Edim, it's not good enough. It has to be provable with the Edim, that yamdu yamim rabim, that forever and ever you can prove that makom hinayach. But if you didn't, if you can't prove with the star, even if you can prove it Adim, even if you can prove it Aldoz Baldin, whatever it is, we don't say makom hinayach, we don't make the takana a makom hinayach makom nikvas himenu. Right? That's what I wanted to say. Shamir wants to say that the pshat is that if the person would be able to bring witnesses that he came first, then Enochinami, he would be able to say Balkan. Shamir is changing the halacha. Shamir is saying that halacha na ma'isa, if Lu Yitzur, he brought witnesses that he came first, then Enochinami, he would be able to say, but the pshat of the Gemara is that he can't, he doesn't have witnesses, and it's a suffix. And in the suffix we say, so the question is like, who's considered like the muktzik here? So even though you could say that the lokeach is a muktzik, but since it's like a vadei chayiv, whatever, it's only a dindar rabbanan, you have to pay, so he's not considered the muktzik. So misafek, he loses. But if he brought Edim, he would win, right? Those are the three totally different shatim, right? So yeah, just say them again. The first shot is that the kinyan is only chal at the end of the day. Second shot is the kinyan is chal right away, but the rabbanon made some tznai in the din of hinati l'chamakom that we only apply it when there's a raya from the shtar. And the third shot is that because it's a suffek, me suffek, you lose. Okay, those are our three pshatim so far.
I don't understand the first pshat and the third pshat. There's a huge issue potentially with, meaning that the Gemara is saying is that the Gemara is asking us as a question that if you're saying shloshan, why do you have to say echad? Because it's pashat echad. But according to the third pshat, right, and it's not just because you know, meaning it's not a kava chomer to the third, because we're really saying that in reality, if you do know which one was first, it's not true.
Yeah,
but so you're trying to,
but meaning it's a suffix. So by echad is not even a suffix. So
but you're telling me in Ikra Meimar to say that if you have witnesses that came first, then it wouldn't, then, and since you don't have witnesses, then it's not really great kava chomer. And the same thing with the first case, because the first case is, it's not really kava chomer, because we're saying in reality it's all exactly at the same time. So there's not real an ikla meimar. You might have thought that, but it's not in reality. There's no real ikla meimar to say that. So therefore, it's not a kava chomer to a one person at one time.
Okay, I don't know. Let me look at the.
I think he's talking. He's touching on another point where how come by one person you can't say that he bought the idiots first, and then he bought the Zaburis last at the end of the day, all within the same day.
That's what the Gemara is going to say, no? When the Gemara wants to say that, the Gemara says, "Idem v'as achas." The Gemara was saying, Gemara is talking about this. Idem v'as achas or v'as achas that.
Right now, when we're saying b'vas achas by one person, it means the same b'vas achas as by three people in the stomach, right?
No. B'vas achas means he made one kinyan by all three.
And that's what... And that's okay. So
Rashi says b'gimel yamim. That's the next Rashi. We didn't do it yet.
No, I'm talking about b'vas achas, but it's funny that...
One kinyan in kona all three.
B'vas achas, because the Gemara is saying, if it's b'vas achas... The same lashon as vasachas by three people, but okay, we're saying it means by one person, vasachas means one kinyan, and by three people, vasachas.
Why are we taking that for granted? The Rashi says begimol yamim. Otherwise, okay. Rashi could be.
You're not fair. You didn't get the end. Okay, so I would suggest like this, since basically. Let's look up. We're not clear, right? Let's before we get to Ishatkes, let's spend the day before we get to Ishatkes. In other words, we have a very simple question: what is the reason why, by three people, you can say that Amokam Nigbos Imano, if the guy says I came first, if what would happen if one person brought, assuming one person claims or brings witnesses or proves that he came first, so why can't they say, so according to Shamir, he really could if he could prove it. According to me, he can't, and according to Shmuel, he can't. Okay, so that's the question, what's the answer? So it seems to be a big tumult. So there's a Rashba here. It's in the Shita Megubetzes, which I like to see. And there's a Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in Kuf Yotes Ois Gimel. That was what Shamir said in the beginning. He shared that there's a Machlekes Rishayim, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch.
Sefer Trumas also quite a little bit more mefarish in the words of the Rashi and the.
Okay, where this is, you know, there's different. Ian, who wears?
No, they say it's Beis Yosef. Come on,
okay, Beis Yosef. Don't call me Sefer Trumas. You know,
no, but it's considered the Beis Yosef.
I'm sitting here in Miami. I don't think we own a Sefer Trumas. You know. Okay. I'll look reading that there. Okay, but let's try and look at that tomorrow. So let's look at the question we want to know is why by three people can't the person who claims that he bought it first, why can't he say, so what does it make a difference that there's no zman in the shtar? So we have three possible pshatim. One shot is because really the whole kinyan is not chal till later, which sounded a little funny, but we don't know. Maybe that's true. And Sandy wasn't sure what that meant. Maybe he has a valid point, you know, whatever, that we'll have to see. One shot is that there's some kind of takana in the din of Hinakti and Ramakam that the Rabbanan only did it if you have a can prove it from a shtar, which is a little funny. Like, when Adam's not good enough, all of a sudden they Rabbanan didn't want to rely on Adam. That's what I'm saying. It's a little funny. And Shamir's shot is that me suffer, you lose. Okay. So we have a Rajba. The Rajba indirectly talks about it. It's not the Farish. And we have the Shulchan Aruch. And then we'll see tomorrow. We'll try and read the both. Okay.